Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric still has not been able to patch up his troubles with Claribel, but nobody seems to worry much about it anymore, except Cedric. As we look in on the little community today, it's late in the afternoon, and Lum has already left for home. We find Abner alone in the Jot'em Down store and library as Cedric walks in with a much happier look on his face. Listen.
Wonderful world, Mr. Abner.
Huh? Oh, well, wonderful world, Cedric.
Sure is, ain't it?
Hey, doggies, you look mighty chipper today. You got things straightened out with Claribel again, have you?
Yes, Mom. Got everything all straightened out now, please.
I'm glad to hear that, Cedric. Tell you, you've been giving us and yourself and everybody else a heap of trouble around here with your romantic problems.
Yes, Mom, I reckon I did all right. But that's all over now.
Well, when was it that her and you made up, Cedric?
Well, we ain't exactly made up, Mr. Abner.
Oh, you ain't?
No, Mom. See, here's how it is. About 3 or 4 months ago, her and me got ourselves engaged.
Engaged?
Yes, Mom.
Why, Cedric, we hunt. I never know that.
Yeah, I never told nobody.
Well, why didn't you tell me in law?
Well, it was a sort of a secret engagement, I think.
Oh, I see. Secret, huh?
Yes, Mom.
What?
Kept it a secret from everybody.
Well?
Never told nobody about it. Fact is, I never even told Claribel. Kept it a secret from her, too.
Oh.
Started to tell her a couple of times, but never.
Well, I reckon it is best not to spread them things around till you're sure it's going to work out all right. Well, go ahead, Cedric. What's the rest of the story?
Well, then Gomer has come along, and he's sort of taken Claribel away from me.
Yeah, I know that.
And Claribel wouldn't go no place with me no more.
No.
Wouldn't hardly even talk to me on the telephone.
Hmm.
Then her and her little sister told me she never wanted to see me again in her whole life as long as she lived.
Oh, well, she oughtn't to have said that now.
And then this morning her little sister told me that Claribel was going steady with Gomer and they was fixing to get engaged.
Oh, my goodness.
So here's what I decided to do, Mr. Abner.
Well, now, here now, Cedric, I hope you ain't studied up nothing rash.
Well, I believe it's the thing for me to do, though, Mr. Abner.
Well, I hope it's the right thing. What is it?
I've got my mind made up.
Well, what is it, Cedric?
Mr. Abner, I've decided I'm going to break off my engagement with Claribel.
Your engagement?
Yes, Mom. Gonna do it. Sure am.
Well, it don't appear to me like you've got an engagement to break off, Cedric.
I don't care. I'm going to do it anyways. Oh, sure.
Well, things being like this, I reckon that is the best altitude for you to take, Cedric. If it'll make you happier and set things right in your own mind, why, that's a thing for you to do, I reckon.
Well, I'm going to do it, too. I don't believe it'd work out good no other way.
No, of course not.
There'd be me engaged to Claribel, Claribel engaged to Gomer, and, well, I don't know. I believe the three of us wouldn't get along very good together. Special since I hate and despise Gomer so.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, Cedric. And I believe getting shut of Claribel's going to be a good thing for you, too. More likely a girl like her would always give you trouble, Cedric.
Special with Gomer in there.
Yeah, and she don't appear like the kind of a girl that you could learn anything to. And ain't but one kind that makes a good woman, Cedric. That's the kind you can learn them how to do anything you tell them to.
Yes, Mom.
Well, now, like, for instance, that's the way I got Elizabeth learned.
Oh, you got Miss Elizabeth learned good?
Just like a lion tamer's got his lions learned, Cedric.
Oh, well, good for you.
Oh,
did she do some tricks?
Well, no, but she does what I tell her to. I could call her up right now and, well, tell her to get out there in the garden and start hoeing, and I doggy she'd get out there and just hoe for all she's worth.
Oh, I don't believe you could, Mr. Abner.
Oh.
Do you have to take a chair in one hand and a pistol in the other like they do at the circus?
Oh, no, no, I don't do that. Just call her. My word is law around that place, I'll tell you that. Oh. I am the master of my home, I think.
Well, I don't believe you could do that today.
Oh, yes, yes, I could.
Well,
I could do it right now.
You know, Miss Elizabeth ain't home today.
Huh?
She went out to the Barton place.
The Barton
place?
How do you know, Cedric?
Well, she stopped by our place this morning on her way out there, and I hear her tell my mama about it.
Oh, because that's peculiar. She never meant nothing about it to me. What she went out there for?
Miss Barton asked her to come over and help her make a wedding dress for Mildred.
A wedding dress?
Mom?
Is Mildred fixing to get married?
Oh, yes, Mom. She's going to the army camp where Ernest MacMillan's stationed at, and they're going to have a military wedding. I think that's what she said.
Well, I do know. Well, good for little Mildred and Ernest. Well, and Elizabeth's going to help make Mildred's dress, huh?
Yes, Mom. I heard her tell my mama that she was going to sew on the train today.
Well, that's awful thought it. Huh? Sew on a train? Is that what she said?
Yes, Mom. I hear her with my own ears, I believe.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting, couldn't she just sew the dress here at home and let Mildred take it with her after it was done? Now, why does Elizabeth have to get on a train to do the sewing?
I don't know. I heard her say it. That's all I know.
I bound you that dress is already done, Cedric. Elizabeth's just using this as an excuse to tag along and go to that wedding. That's just about what she's doing.
Well, is Miss Elizabeth going clean to the army camp with Mildred?
Why, of course she is. Of course she is. If there's one thing that woman loves, it's going to wedding, riding on trains. She'll do might not anything to do that.
She will.
Oh, yes. I'm dogged. Now, why she never told me nothing about it, I don't know. Well, I reckon I do, too, for she knowed good and well I wouldn't let her go traipsing off all over the country this-a-way. Bare-eyed is a growed-up woman like her sneaking off to a wedding. That dog is, I ain't gonna let her get away with this, neither, Cedric.
What you gonna do about it, Mr. Evans?
Well, I'm gonna stop her, that's what. She's got to go to the county seat before she can get on the train. Maybe we can catch her before she gets there. I'll tell you what, I'll call up Ms. Barton and see how long ago she left. And while I'm doing that, you run over home, get your car, Cedric, and come back over here.
Oh, I can't, Mr. Evans. I can't. I've taken all the tires off from it. I'll give them to the giver men.
Oh, my. Right, doggies, we'll go in there on the rims then. Go on, get it. This is important. Let's see now what's the Barton ring. It's over short and along the short, I recollect now. That dog is maybe she ain't left there yet. I'll learn her a thing or two. It won't stand for it. It won't do it.
Very easy riding on them rims, Mr. Abner.
I don't care. We got to do it, Cedric. That's all there are to it. This ain't... Hello? Is that you, Miss Barton? Has Elizabeth left yet? She has, huh? How long ago? Oh, my goodness. Hey, well, I ain't got time to talk to you now, Miss Barton. Goodbye. All right, doggie, did you hear that, Cedric?
No, Mom, I weren't listening on the telephone.
Well, she left there about an hour ago. That means she's on the train by now, just sure as a whirl.
Do you still want me to get my car, Mr. Abner?
No, ain't no use now. I got to study up some other way of stopping her. Dad blamed that woman running off to weddings without telling me. Who's going to get my supper for me tonight? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know. Do you want to come over and eat with us tonight?
Well, I reckon I'll have to. Can't sit around here and starve to death. Maybe I'll eat with Lon, though. His cooking ain't awful good, but it's better than nothing.
Wasn't that our ring there?
I don't know what might have been, Cedric.
Ain't you going to answer it?
No, I ain't got time for answering no phones and such. Answer it for me, Cedric.
Yes,
go ahead, Dad. Blame that woman.
Now. Oh, yeah, I'll do it this way. Hello, jot 'em down, store and stuff. Mr. Cedric talking.
Can't understand.
Mom? Oh, yeah, he's here. Just a minute.
I don't want to talk to nobody now,
Cedric.
Yeah,
but it's Miss Elizabeth, your woman.
Elizabeth? Well, if she ain't got an hour calling up at a time like... Give me that phone. Give it here, Cedric. Give it here. Now, listen here, Elizabeth. You stop this foolishness and get right off of that train. You know what I'm talking about. Cedric told me that you was helping to make a wedding dress for Mildred Barton and that you was going to sew on a train today. So don't try to act Sanderson. Now, you do as I tell you and get off that train. Why, you are too. I heard all about it. Now, you get back home and fix my supper for me, and don't give me no back talk. Elizabeth, I said, don't give me no back talk. Goodbye. See, Cedric, that's the way you gotta talk to him.
Oh, well, will Miss Elizabeth sure enough get off the train now?
Why, of course she will. I told her to, didn't I?
Yes, Mom. Gosh, this sure is wonderful, ain't it, Mr. Abner?
You mean the way I got control over my woman?
No, I mean them having telephones on the trains that way.
Telephones on trains?
Yes, Mom. Scientifics is sure wonderful.
Why, Cedric, he ain't got no telephones on trains. Where'd you ever get such a silly idea as that?
Well, wasn't Miss Elizabeth talking to you on one of them just now?
Why, of course she weren't talking. Huh?
Fact is, she talked to me too, didn't she?
Doggies, wait a minute here, Cedric. There's something curious around here. She couldn't have been on no train.
She couldn't, huh?
Why, of course not. Fair-eyed is her trying to make me believe she's on a train when she weren't at all. I'll bound you she's right here in town, Summers. Might even be over home for all I know.
Well, how'd she get there so fast, Rick?
I don't know, I doggy, Cedric. I don't know what's getting into that woman.
Coming on the rims, I'll bet you.
Nah, she never told me no stories like this before. I've got to give her a good talking to. I can see that right now. Yes, sir, that's just what I'm going to do.
Weren't that your ring again, Mr.
Adams? Uh-oh, answer it, Cedric. I got to study on this for a while. Can't understand.
There's somebody calling from a train. Hello. Hello, jot 'em down, store and Cedric Lee Hunt talking in the library. Mom?
Well, as I've got her...
No, Mom, he's feeling all right, I think. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. All right, I'll tell him. Goodbye. This is Miss Elizabeth again, Mr. Abner.
Elizabeth? Well, where'd she try to make out like she's calling from this time?
From home, I reckon, because she said just called up the other time to find out why you ain't got home to supper yet.
Huh?
She says it's all ready for you.
Oh, so she's finally decided to get my supper ready, huh? Well, all right, hand me my hat there, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. You want me to lock up for you?
No, sir, we'll lock up together, Cedric, because I'm going home with you.
With me?
Yes, sir, I'll show that woman a thing or two. You've just got to treat them this way, Cedric. It's the only way to learn them. All the way.